Move over, millennials and Gen Z, because there's like a whole new generation about to shake things up. You know, those kids born around 2024.
Oh, right. We're calling them the Radiant Future Makers. Has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
Radiant future makers. I like that. But like, why all the hype around these kids? What makes them so special?
Well, there's this palpable buzz, about this generation's potential, especially when you look at their relationship with technology. And also, their global awareness seems, well, way ahead of the game.
So we're diving into that today, the whole radiant future makers thing. Our main source for this deep dive is someone named Gabriella, who, get this, is a spiritual advisor.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Now, before you think we've gone totally off the deep end, we're approaching this with, our usual open minds. Gabriella claims to channel insights from, wait for it, angels, about these 2024 kids, no less. And we're here to, like, unpack her perspective.
Okay, so we're talking about like angelic insights into the next generation. That's a unique perspective for sure. Important to note, though, that Gabriella emphasizes her perspective is just one of many.
Right. She encourages listeners to form their own opinions. Totally. So let's jump into it. Gabriella talks a lot about how these 2024 kids are going to be practically superhuman when it comes to technology, almost like, I don't know, like tech whisperers.
Yeah, she doesn't just mean they'll be good at, posting on TikTok or whatever the kids are doing these days. She describes them almost as digital natives on a whole other level. Like they just get tech,
It's like they'll be coding self-driving spaceships before they even hit puberty, and we're over here still trying to figure out how to, turn off the autocorrect.
Yeah. But, the general idea isn't as far-fetched as it sounds. I mean, have you seen how little kids navigate iPads these days? It's mind-blowing.
True. They pick it up so fast.
The research on digital fluency actually supports this. These kids, they're growing up with the internet as a given, not a novelty like it was for, well, for us, I guess.
That's a good point. It's like for them, it's just like, there. Always has been.
Exactly. And think about what that means for how their brains are wired. You're interacting with these complex systems from the time you're like a toddler. Got to be changing the way they think, right?
Totally. So it's not just that they're like good at using tech, it's that they might approach problem solving and creativity in like entirely new ways because of it.
Exactly. Imagine growing up in a world where information is instantly accessible, never knowing a time without smartphones, social media, all of that. This generation will have a completely different understanding of connection, of communication, even of what's possible.
Okay, so we've got these tech-savvy kids who are potentially going to be like building and inventing things we haven't even dreamed of yet. But Gabriella doesn't stop there, does she?
Oh, not even close. In fact, alongside this whole like mastery of technology, Gabriella sees another super interesting defining characteristic of this generation: empathy.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading about that. And not just your average, like, I understand how you feel kind of empathy. She's talking next level, almost, I don't know, supernatural empathy.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of her more debatable claims. But even if we like set aside the more mystical aspects for a second, there is something kind of interesting happening with this generation's relationship to empathy.
Really? How so?
Well, even without diving into the, the paranormal, many experts are noting a distinct shift in how this generation seems hardwired for things like social justice, mental health, emotional well-being. They seem to really care about these things.
So are they just like nicer, or are they, I don't know, are they picking up on this global need for more compassion?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Honestly, we don't have definitive answers yet. Whether this whole empathy shift is like nature or nurture or some crazy combination of both, it's still up for debate.
Yeah.
But the observation is definitely
Yeah.
there.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Makes you wonder, though, what if this generation actually has the potential to, I don't know, maybe even heal some of the division in the world just by being, more in tune with each other's emotions, each other's
Now,
experiences?
wouldn't that be something? A
Right.
world where this generation isn't just tech savvy, but also incredibly emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
And they use those skills to like actually connect with people from all walks of life.
Okay, now that is a future I can get behind. So we've got this generation, right, that's like primed to be super tech savvy, deeply empathetic, all that good stuff. But there's this other part of Gabriella's perspective that really like kind of stuck with me. She suggests that what we often label as like disorders, ADHD, autism, things like
Right.
that. She's saying they're actually unique strengths that these 2024 kids bring to the table. Kind of a mind-blowing idea, right?
It is, yeah. Gabrielle is definitely challenging conventional thinking there. She's basically arguing that instead of seeing these things, these conditions as deficits, we should be looking at them as like different ways of processing information, of interacting with the world, you know?
And I can already hear some people listening like, hold on a minute, these are real conditions, they're not just quirks. And they're right, of course, but what I find so interesting is this idea of like shifting our perspective, you know? So how does Gabriella, how does she support this idea?
Well, she uses ADHD as an example.
Yeah.
She talks about how like a child with ADHD might really struggle in a traditional classroom setting, right? Where they're expected to like sit still and focus on one thing at a time. But then she says that same child, in an environment where movement and exploration are encouraged, they might actually thrive.
So instead of labeling them as, I don't know, disruptive or inattentive, we might recognize their like boundless energy and their ability to like hyper-focus on the things that actually light them up, right?
Exactly. It's not about, you know, minimizing the real challenges. Of course, those are real. But it's about recognizing that these challenges often come bundled with like these unique strengths and perspectives that we might miss if we're not looking for them.
Okay, I'm with you. And this whole idea kind of reminds me of that term, was it neurodiversity? Is that what this is getting at?
Yeah, absolutely. Neurodiversity, right? Mm-hmm. It's this really interesting, I think, important idea that challenges us to see variations in brain function, not as like deficits, but as just, you know, natural human differences,
yeah.
Like differences in like race or ethnicity or gender identity. It's just, it's part of the spectrum of being human.
Okay, yeah. So instead of trying to fit everyone into this like same mold, neurodiversity is saying, hey, let's appreciate like the full tapestry of human minds, all the different ways we experience and interact with the world, right?
Exactly. You got it. And when you really think about it, that diversity of thought, that diversity of experience, it's often the source of like incredible creativity and innovation. It's about recognizing that the thing that makes someone different can also be their like their superpower.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, totally. So I'm starting to see where Gabriella is coming from with all this. She's saying that these 24 kids with all their tech skills and empathy, they're also like coming of age in a time where hopefully neurodiversity is becoming more embraced and understood. That's a pretty powerful combination.
Right. It's huge. Yeah. It's like they have the potential to not just inherit a world, you know, grappling with all these complex problems, but also this like growing understanding, acceptance of all these different ways of thinking and being. It's kind of exciting when you think about what they might be able to accomplish.
Yeah. Now, this is where we kind of have to address the elephant, or should I say angel, in the room, because for Gabriella, all these amazing qualities in these kids, it's not just like random, is it?
Yeah, you're right. This is definitely where her perspective takes on that spiritual dimension.
Right, the angel thing.
Because according to Gabriella, this generation, it's not just like special. They're literally being guided by angels.
Okay, so like let's unpack that a little bit. You know, for those who are new to this whole angel thing, we've talked about her perspective on technology, empathy, neurodiversity, all super fascinating, even if you don't like fully buy into the whole angel thing, right?
Right.
But for those who are curious, how does she actually describe this like angelic guidance? What does that even look like?
Well, she describes angels as, you know, these benevolent beings who are like deeply invested in humanity's evolution and well-being. They're working behind the scenes, so to speak, to like guide and support this generation as they navigate the challenges and the opportunities of, you know, the 21st century. It's kind of like they've got humanity's back, you know.
So like their own personal cosmic cheerleading squad, kind of.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. But she also says that this guidance, it isn't always like, you know, these big dramatic interventions. Sometimes it's those like subtle nudges we all experience, the intuitive insights, the moments of synchronicity, the things that kind of guide us towards our purpose. You know?
Yeah. Okay. I get that. And she believes these 2024 kids are particularly open to receiving this kind of like subtle guidance, more so than like other generations.
That's what she believes. Yeah. She sees them as being naturally attuned to these like more subtle realms of existence, more open to the possibility of things that, you know, don't necessarily fit neatly into a scientific textbook.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm all for a little bit of, you know, mystical wonder in life, but I also like to like keep one foot firmly planted in reality.
Okay, sure.
So for those of us who might not be ready to like fully embrace the idea of angels whispering wisdom into the ears of toddlers, is there still something valuable to take away from Gabriella's perspective? Like, can we appreciate what she's saying, even if we're not like running out to buy angel wings for our kids?
Absolutely. For sure. Even if we set aside the like more metaphysical aspects of her claims, at the heart of it, Gabriella's message is really about recognizing the incredible potential that resides within young people, you know? It's about believing in them.
Okay, I really like that. It's not about, like, literally believing in angels, you know? It's about choosing to see the potential, the light, the radiance, I guess, in this next generation.
Exactly. And that's something I think we can all get behind, you know, regardless of what our spiritual beliefs are or aren't, for that matter.
It's interesting, right? We always hear about how, like, the sky is falling and all the challenges these kids are going to face. But Gabriella's take is, like, a total breath of fresh air, you know? So optimistic.
Yeah, it is refreshing, isn't it?
Do you ever worry we get too caught up in the doom and gloom? Especially when it comes to, like, talking about the future and, you know, younger generation.
Oh, totally. It's so easy to, like, fall into that trap of thinking, oh, this generation is doomed or it's all going downhill from here. But that kind of thinking, it's, like, paralyzing, you know?
Right.
And honestly, it completely ignores, like, the resilience, the ingenuity that always seems to come out in times of challenge. Like, humans are amazing at adapting.
Yeah. It's like that saying, necessity is the mother of invention or something like that.
Exactly. We forget that sometimes.
Maybe facing all these, like, crazy global problems will be the thing that actually, like, sparks this generation's creativity, you know? Pushes them to find solutions we haven't even thought of.
Totally. I mean, look at history, right? Think about the generations who lived through, like, world wars, economic depressions, massive social upheaval. They didn't just, like, give up. They innovated, they adapted, and ultimately they created, like, a better world because of it.
That's such a good point. It's like, maybe by focusing on all the things that could go wrong, we're totally missing out on all the amazing potential for positive change.
Right. And what if, instead of, like, burdening young people with all of our anxieties, you know, what if we approach them with a sense of, I don't know, curiosity and excitement about the future they're going to create?
Oh, I love that.
Imagine the possibilities. If we actually, like, nurtured their strengths, encouraged their idealism, gave them the tools and support they need to, like, actually make their vision for the future a reality.
Right. That's what it's all about. Okay. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's your biggest takeaway from all of this? From Gabriella's perspective, I mean.
You know, whether or not you, like, literally believe in angels guiding humanity, I think Gabriella's core message is incredibly powerful. This next generation.
Yeah.
You know, the 2024 kids, with their whole comfort in the digital world, their capacity for empathy, those unique ways of thinking, they have the potential to be this incredible force for positive change. It's up to us, you know, all of us, to create a world where they can actually thrive, where they can reach that potential.
So well said. And maybe, just maybe, we can learn a thing or two from them along the way. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive today. It's definitely given us all a lot to think about.
For sure. And who knows, maybe there's a little bit of radiant future maker in all of us, just waiting for the right moment to shine.
I like that. Okay. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.